And we're going to be in John chapter 16 tonight. John chapter 16. Well, we'll get to it in a minute. There it is. Praise the Lord. Jesus said, "Behold, the hour cometh, yea, and is now come, that ye shall be scattered." These men had been together. They had walked with Jesus. They had witnessed the miracles of Jesus. They had seen him heal people. They had seen him raise the dead. They had seen him speak to the sea, and the sea, the waves just lay down. And they had been together. But Jesus said, "The hour cometh, and now, yea, is now come, you shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone." And I thought about this verse, Brother Ralph, when we were singing that last song, "I Cannot Walk Alone." I remember a Wednesday night that I couldn't preach. I was so burdened for my daughter. And I made the statement that night, "I can't carry this burden alone." Someone made the statement to me that night, "You don't have to. That's what we're here for. To bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ." And I thought about when we were singing that song in the choir, Jesus said, "Shall leave me alone, and yet I'm not alone." I want you to think about something tonight. If you're God's child tonight, you'll never be alone. I've even made the statement about COVID, about people dying alone. But if they knew Christ, Brother Larry, you're right, they didn't die alone. There was somebody in that ICU ward with them. Amen. As precious as my wife is to me, if I have to go that way, there'll be somebody more precious than my wife in that ICU ward with me. And the Lord of God said, "And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me." My text tonight is found in verse number 33. I hope I can find my handkerchief. I left my phone on the pulpit. There it is. Praise the Lord. Left my phone this morning. I walked off and left it. And I'm a little bit scattered, trying to get back in the groove. Amen. Feel like I'm still vibrating on the interstate. Verse 33, "These things have I spoken unto you." Aren't you glad he speaks to us? The Word of God said that in me you might have peace. He said in the world you shall have tribulation. Another word for that word tribulation would just be trouble. You're going to have trouble. Mark her down. And what these fellas do that get on the TV and the radio and they preach that health and wealth, and boy, if you love God and you serve God, your pocketbook's going to be full and you're going to have everything you need and you ain't going to have no trouble. I just don't believe. Well, I know it's not scriptural. It's not Bible. He said, "But be of good cheer. I've overcome the world." I'd like to give you a few thoughts tonight on being an overcomer, on overcoming as we walk in this world. Let me ask you something tonight. Now, show of hands. How many have something in your life that you'd like to overcome for the glory of God? Does anybody have anything in your life that you'd like to overcome for the glory of God? Well, I believe God tonight has a little bit of a recipe for overcoming. I was with Olivia a while back, the last time she was in, and I'm looking so forward to seeing that little darling next week. Sawyer. And Charity, just side note, amen, just let me see them babies first, amen. Don't y'all tell her. You'll tell her. You'll tell Bob, and he'll tell her. Amen. Just kidding. But I can't wait. I can't wait to see them. Olivia ran across the word recipe, and she's in first grade, and they've had to move her up a reader because the reader that she was in was no challenge for her. You remember she told me when she was 3, she said, "Papa, I'm not just gorgeous. I'm a genius too." It's proven out, I'm telling you. Jackson, you're liking this, ain't you, buddy? Amen. I'm paying attention to that boy right there. He is liking this story. Amen. And anyway, maybe you'll get to see Olivia too when she comes in, Jackson. But anyway, she ran across the word recipe and she hesitated. And she said, recipe? I said, "Baby, that's the way it looks." I said, "If I didn't know any better, that's the way I'd say it." But I said, "The word is recipe." I guarantee you this, no one will ever have to tell that baby again in her life that that word is recipe. But in honor of Olivia, I'd like to preach tonight on a recipe for overcoming. Amen. You can be seated. Let's pray together. Father, thank you tonight. God, my heart is so full. Just be here, you people. Lord, I hope they know how precious they are to me. And Lord, as precious as they are to me, they're even more precious to you. I pray, dear God, that we wouldn't be guilty of taking one another for granted. Lord, we spoke about the preachers while we were gone, and Lord, the men that have just been faithful, stayed by the stuff through the years. What a blessing, God, each one of them are in my heart and in my life. I pray tonight, Father, that you'd say something through us that would help us, that we might overcome for the glory of God. In Jesus' name we pray. And all of God's people said, amen. Amen. According to what I'm reading in the text, and this is going to be just like a springboard tonight. First of all, we're going to have the Savior if we're going to overcome. I know this is a Sunday night crowd. It's the cream of the crop. But I think it's a mistake sometimes to realize, to fail to realize that not everybody that says they're a Christian is a Christian. Not everybody puts a Bible under their arm, goes to church every Sunday, is a Christian. But I'm going to tell you something right now. You know, and God knows. These things are written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. I'm not trading with anybody. When my dad was living, I made the statement I wouldn't trade with my dad. Well, guess what? My dad wouldn't trade with me either. I know what I have, and my dad knew what he had. Let me rephrase that. I know who I have, and my dad knew who he had. Paul said it like this, "I know whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded that he's able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. These things have I spoken unto you," Jesus said, "that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer." I want you to remember that statement. We'll look at it last in the message tonight. Again, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. You know, the Bible said over there in the book of Romans, to be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. It's obvious to me in the Word of God that God wants His people to be overcomers. The Savior wants us to be an overcomer. Let's look tonight just briefly at how the Scripture deals with our overcoming. Turn to 1 John chapter number 5. 1 John chapter number 5. I think this is important tonight. The Bible said, "Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him that begot, loveth him also that is begotten of him." Listen what the Bible's saying right there. There are people in this world that'll tell you they love the Father, but they disregard the Son. You cannot love the Son and disregard the Father. You cannot love the Father and disregard the Son. According to the Word of God, beloved, listen. If we love the Father, then we'll love the Son, and vice versa. And it's the Spirit of God that helps us. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. In other words, we're wasting our breath saying we love each other if we don't love God. And we're not willing to keep His commandments. The Word of God said they're not grievous. Look at verse 3. "For this is the love of God, that you keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. You say, well, Pastor, what's that got to do with the Scripture? Let me give it to you briefly. Romans chapter 10 and verse number 17. Faith cometh by hearing. Now then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Beloved, if there's something between us and our Bible, then we're never going to be an overcomer. God uses the Word to build our faith, amen, and the faith to overcome the things of the world. I believe it's important tonight that we see that. In James, the Word of God said, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptation or troubles, testings. And I believe with all of my heart, the only way we're going to do that is to have an understanding in the Scripture that all things are working together for good to them that love God. In any given situation, the main thing I need to know tonight is that I love Him. And He loves me. And that whatever I'm going through, He has a purpose in it. And when He has tried me, the Scripture said, I believe with Job, I shall come forth as gold. The fire is not going to destroy anything except the wood and the hay and the stubble. Beloved, the jewels will go through that fire. Amen. So we see the Savior in our overcoming. We're looking at the Scripture in our overcoming. I want you to see this tonight. I don't know that I've ever paid close attention to this tonight. In the book of Revelation, turn to Revelation chapter number 2. I think this is very important. It kind of goes with what was preached this morning. But in the book of Revelation, chapter number 2, I'm not going to read all of chapter 2 and chapter number 3, but I'm going to look at a few verses. I think it's important tonight to look at this. We want to look at the Spirit and our overcoming. The Savior wants us to overcome. God has given us the means to overcome, the Word of God. But listen, the Word of God, apart from the Spirit of God, is not going to help us because the Word of God is not naturally understood. It's spiritually discerned. Watch what the Bible said. Would you look in chapter 2 and verse number 7? This is to the church at Ephesus. You remember they had left their first love. I like the song because it tells the truth. We're prone to wander. We're prone. You say, Pastor, why do you mean prone? Because we're in the flesh. We're prone to wander. We're prone to leave the one that we love. To stay close to Him, you have to work at it. Would somebody say amen? It don't happen by accident. It happens on purpose. And so the Bible said in verse number 7, He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. I believe that on any given Sunday, please listen to me, on any given Sunday, there are some that all they hear is the words that come from the pastor's mouth. Even the singing, all they hear is the words in the song. But I'm telling you, beloved, I know that the Spirit of God can take the same text and speak in 20 different ways all at the same time when God's people are listening to what the Spirit has to say to the churches. I've seen Him do it. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. How many believes the Spirit of the living God that lives in us wants us to be an overcomer for the glory of God? He doesn't want us to be overcome. He wants us to be an overcomer. Look at verse 11. The Bible said, He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. You see how it goes hand in hand, overcoming and hearing what the Spirit of God. I believe, listen, even when we're reading our Bible at home or studying our Bible or preparing for Sunday school or preparing to preach, whatever we're preparing to do, preparing for children's church, I believe we ought to just stop just a moment and say, God, You wrote this book. Holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. And the greatest teacher of this book is none other than the author of this book, the one that wrote it Himself. Then if you look in verse number 17, He said again, He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and I will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. I don't know about you, but this looks like some pretty precious reward that's promised to those that overcome. No wonder Jesus said, listen, in the world you'll have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. Thank God he's overcome the grave. He's overcome death. And that's why this is the victory that we have in him. Look at verse 26. He that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. Look at chapter 3 and verse number 5. He that overcometh, the word of God said, well, excuse me, I need to read verse 29 to go with that. Verse 26, he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. If you drop down to verse 29, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Brother Don said something preaching Wednesday night that really, really, really helped me. I'm being honest, I'm 61 years old and I still battle with it. Maybe the other preachers that are here tonight don't. But I like to see God move among his people. And Brother Don said something. He said, I had to learn early in my ministry. My job is to put the word of God out there. You remember that? He said he was about 3 months into it, I believe he said it. I'm just looking for people. And he said, I had to realize that if anything gets done out there, all I can do is deliver the message. All I can do is deliver God's word. It's the Spirit of God must do the work. I've been visiting before with Brother John. Brother John and I have visited before, and he has told people something that's blessed me. He has said this when he sensed that maybe God's dealing with somebody's heart and yet they're not quite ready. You understand one? He said, listen, I don't have to be here. And the preacher don't have to be here. The Spirit of God's dealing with your heart. You get in there somewhere and do business with God. That's the truth. It's not important that I'm here. But I tell you, it's very important that he's here. And that we hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. That's not the responsibility of the sinner. That's the responsibility of the saints of God. Look in verse number 5. The Bible said, he that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. In verse 6, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit... What would happen if every Sunday morning, let's forget about the churches in Kingsport or the churches in Tennessee or the churches in America. What would happen on if every Sunday morning every one of us got up and breathed a prayer, said, God, I'm going to the house of God. Let me have an ear to hear what the Spirit of God says to the church this morning. I believe it would make a difference, don't you? I need to overcome. If you look in chapter 3 and turn over to verse number 12, him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God. He shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. He that hath an ear, let him hear. Have y'all caught on to this yet? All the churches in the seven churches of Asia, he says the same thing. If you've got an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of God saith unto the churches. I believe it's tied together, don't you? Overcoming and hearing what the Spirit of God would say, even to the church at Laodicea. Look in verse 20. I'll read these three verses and we'll move on to the last thing tonight. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I'll come into him and will sup with him and he with me. Let me ask a question. How long has it been since you supped with him? Do you know what it means to sup with him? Just to be still and know that he's God. Just to hear him. Listen, I don't hear audible voices, but I know what the still small voice of God is when he speaks to my heart. To him that overcometh, he said, will I grant to sit with me in my throne. I want you to think about that statement. As I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. That's a precious statement, is it not? He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. So overcoming, it has to do with the Savior. It has to do with the Scripture. I think it has to do with the Spirit. But let me give you this last thing, and this is no less important. I think this ties in with this morning. We will not forsake the house of our God. I believe it also has to do with the saints. What do you mean, Pastor? Turn to Acts chapter 27, would you please? And I'll show you what I mean in Acts chapter 27. Listen to what the Word of God said here. You know that Paul has encouraged them not to sail. It was the time of the autumn. Do you pronounce the word equinox? The time of the autumn equinox. And it was a time when sailing was dangerous. And Paul, he tried to persuade them not to sail. It wasn't time. In other words, just the laws of nature told you that it was not time to be getting out there on the sea. And the Bible said in verse number 20 that all hope that we should be saved was taken away. They're throwing stuff off of the ship. They're just trying to keep that ship on top of the water. I'll tell you something right now. There'll be times in our life. That's all we're trying to do is keep the ship on top of the water. The Bible said here, you say, Pastor, what's this got to do with the saints? Look in verse number 21. But after long abstinence, and I'm going to tell you something, beloved. Listen, I'm speaking to Pastor right here too. We don't see much of that anymore. We don't see much of where a child of God is saying, I'm going to get away from the radio. I'm going to get away from the television. I'm going to get away from my wife. I'm going to get away from my children. I'm going to get away from the Sunday school class. I'm just going to get away and get alone with God. How many knows what I'm talking about? The Bible said after long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, sirs, you should have hearkened unto me. And not have loosed from Crete and have gained this harm and loss. In East Tennessee, we would have said, fellas, I told you so. That's what Paul was saying. I tried to tell you and you wouldn't listen. Let me ask you this. How many times has God tried to tell us and we wouldn't listen? And we find ourselves in a storm. Sometimes the storms are out of our control, but sometimes, beloved, listen to me. Just like this administration that's in control in America right now, the storms are self-inflicted. That's all I'm going to say right there. I'll grieve the Holy Ghost for sure. Watch this. He said, now I exhort you to be of good cheer. Wow. I believe this sounds just like when Jesus is talking to his disciples, y'all are going to be scattered. In the world, you're going to have tribulation. But be of good cheer. Brother Gary, he had been alone with the one that had overcome the world. He had been alone with the one that was the master of the sea. He had been alone with the one that he met on the road to Damascus. And I believe if anybody could say, like I've heard people say, if God can save me, he can save anybody. I believe Paul would say, if God can save me, he can save anybody. Watch this now. The Bible said here, I exhort you to be of good cheer. For there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. Wait a minute now. Here's what I'm trying to paint you a picture of right here. When it comes to overcoming, we need each other. There was only one man on this ship that was looking to God. Only one. But let me see if I can find it over here where it's recorded. Seems like 276. Let me see here. Okay, verse number 37. And there were in all in the ship 216 souls. That's 276, isn't it? There was only one man that got alone with God. Only one man that got a hold of God. That man stood up and said, be of good cheer. And I'm telling you, one person among the family of God can make a difference whether the ship sails or whether the ship goes down. There was one that said, be of good cheer in the midst of it all. There stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, see, he heard from heaven. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of God, there's only one man on this ship that heard what God had to say in this storm. I'm afraid we've all been guilty. Say amen. A storm in a family and we talk to each other. A storm in a church and we talk to each other. I'm going to tell you something. When there's a storm brewing, we need to hear him. The Word of God said, saying, fear not, Paul. Thou must be brought before Caesar. And lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. Now, I'll just say this tonight. We can overcome when we believe God. It shall be even as it was told us. Amen. Right here in the Word of God. I don't know about you tonight, but there's times in my Christian experience when I'm ashamed of myself, ashamed of my lack of faith. But God's helping me. Who was it said this morning? I believe it might have been Brother Butch. He might have looked down and I believe it might have been him and said, he's still working on me. That's a precious statement. I hope he's still working on you. I hope you understand that you need him to still work in your life. We need the Savior if we're going to overcome. We need the Scripture. We need the Spirit. We need the saints of God. We need each other. They overcame. The Word of God said over there in the book of Revelation that they overcame by the blood of the Lamb. Do you remember that? And the word of their testimony. I'm just glad I got a testimony tonight. I'm just glad you got the blood of the Lamb right there tonight. We can overcome by the grace of God. Our Father, thank you tonight for your people. Thank you for your word. Encourage us tonight, our Father. Whatever that area in our life is, Lord, where we need to be overcomers, help us, Lord, tonight. Hear what the Spirit of God would say to the churches tonight. Help us, our Father, to get in this old book. Help us to realize, Lord, that you said in the midst of it all to be of good cheer. You've overcome the world. Help us to realize, Lord, our responsibility to help one another. Lord, there can be a day when maybe I can be a help to someone else. And another day, Lord, when I couldn't help anybody, but they could help me. Help us, Lord, we pray. God will give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm just glad you come tonight.